Now, changes to the planning system likely to make it harder for out-of-town retail developments to get approval. The details have been laid out by the Environment Minister, Mark H. Durkin, as part of broader changes to the planning system. The proposals include implementing a town centre-first approach to developments in a bid to rejuvenate ailing high streets across Northern Ireland. Geoffrey Peel, the commentator with this. Morning, Geoffrey.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Irish News journalist John Manley. Morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. Well, currently, Geoffrey, Northern Ireland has the highest shop vacancy rate in the UK. So the question is, will these new moves save our city centres?
No, absolutely not. They won't. You know, the town centre really isn't fit for purpose for modern retailing. Retailing is changing fundamentally, and a policy of saying, you know, that we will block out-of-town developments and in favour of the town centre is kind of a King Canute policy. You know, you cannot turn back the tide. People are shopping fundamentally differently. They're using the internet much more. They want a big box experience, and town centres just simply can't provide that. Town centres need to be changed not just in the direction of retailing. They need to be changed so that they get a soul and a heart again, and that's all about bringing mixed-use development into the town centre and not relying on retail.
John?
Well, I suppose to compare it with King Canute holding back the tide is to suggest there's an inevitability about it, Stephen, which, you know, planning is there, I think, to help guide how the city centres evolve. You know, the minister must be commended on introducing this policy, but really it is a case of, you know, it's 10 or 15 years too late. I've been following this issue for more than a decade, and and we were promised a decade ago that there would be policies that helped clamp down on out-of-town developments. And I think it would be curious to see how many planning applications were currently in the system for out-of-town or edge-of-town developments. Because, you know, Mark Durkin's predecessor, Alex Atwood, in the last couple of years has sort of cleared the decks by giving approval to a number of out-of-town and edge-of-town developments.
Geoffrey?
Well, you know, the fact is that people want them. You know, we had a ridiculous situation of the John Lewis development, in an area where we already have a significant amount of out-of-town retail development at Sprucefield. You know, and yet that was systematically, and as a result, people haven't got John Lewis. We haven't got John Lewis in Northern Ireland. It would have been a considerable, economic development for the city of Lisburn. And just the shambolic planning system blocked that. You know, people wanted it. People wanted John Lewis. People will vote with their feet. Politicians are unable to meld the market to the way they want it. It will happen. It will happen inevitably. You know, I live in Lisburn. Half of the retail frontages are closed. That's not just about economic downturn. That was about a fundamental change in the nature of retailing.
And
need to wise up to that.
And here's a question, John Manley. If you look at Belfast City Centre, for example, rather than, and I don't know what the answer is here, because, you know, people get excited about city centres. There is a vibe. There is a buzz of going into the city centre. I see that. I hear that. But, you know, Could people really be bothered going into a city centre anymore where you have to juggle with the bus lanes, sit in traffic for ages, pay a fortune in parking? If you do park on a double yellow line for a couple of minutes, the efficiency of the parking wardens is absolutely extraordinary. Is the city centre actually fighting enough?
Stephen,
I don't even know how to drive around our city anymore because I don't know what bit of road I'm allowed to drive on without getting done for. I'm serious.
Well, maybe you should
without
walk
getting
in.
Done for driving. I don't do walking without getting done for driving in a bus lane. I'm serious.
Yes, and there are things that need to be addressed in a cross-departmental way and in what they call joined-up government. You know, and we get all this rhetoric all the time from our politicians that they support city centres. But the evidence really does not reflect this. And you need to look at parking costs. And these are just, in many ways, that's tweaking. I think what the politicians need to drive is a whole change of attitude. And I don't think that involves promoting. And I realise Jeffrey's a free marketeer, and it would just like to see a laissez-faire approach, and we could basically develop everywhere. But I don't think that's good in our long-term interest.
Just while we're discussing this, we hear this. Northern Ireland, it not only has the highest shop vacancy rate in the UK, Carrickfergus has more vacant businesses than any other town, with more than 21% unleased premises. The average UK, by the way, is 12%.
That's a consequence. That's nearly a consequence of poor planning.
Well, John Stewart's Deputy Mayor of Carrickfergus. What a failure in Carrickfergus, John. What are you lot doing about it?
There's quite a lot that's going on, Stephen. To be honest, just to be truthful of the facts, we are the highest in Northern Ireland in terms of vacancy. But if you actually look at empty retail space, we're at the national UK average. I think what's worrying as a sign, Carrickfergus might be the highest in Northern Ireland, but Northern Ireland is the highest in the UK, and this is something that's clearly affecting the whole of Northern Ireland. Over 18 towns and cities in Northern Ireland are above the UK national average. And as a stand,
so what's gone wrong? How are you going to fight back?
Well, there's a number of things I think we need to do. One of your callers who's on the line at the moment recognised that town centres are changing. And I think central government and local government going forward, especially under RPA, needs to recognise that. I think if you and I are having this conversation in 10 years' time, it'll be a much graver situation than it is now. If you look at the way that people at shopping habits are changing, if you look at internet trading 10 years ago compared to what it is now, it's increased tenfold. If that trend continues now, and someone who's 15 years old shopping in 10 years' time, are they likely to go to town centres, or are they more likely to do their shopping on the internet? And I think we need to change and look at what town centres mean to people. If you look at the Grimsey report that was published last year, it recognises the need for a more holistic community hub approach to town centres.
What does that mean?
With a focus perhaps of putting the likes of health centres, libraries, nursery schools in and around the town centre to create a buzz. I mean, I'd love to invite you down to Carrickfergus today, where I can say I'm actually a trader. We've got two shops in the town. So
any ice cream?
But I'll get you ice cream. It's not really the day for it, Stephen, but I'll take you for some fish and chips if you want.
Yes.
But I'd love you to come down. I mean, like I say, I'm looking at it from both angles. And we know, I mean, traders in Carrickfergus are holding on by their fingernails on certain days. And it is a difficult situation.